Working to turn a blue position red in Harris County, Texas, is our special guest, Alexander DeMora-Miller. And this is Dr. David D. Shine. Welcome to the special episode of Saving America. Alexander DeMora-Miller is running for Harris County Judge. For some reason, the top executive in Harris County is called the county judge. A few years ago, there was a Democratic sweep here in Harris County, and a totally unqualified candidate named Lena Hidalgo was elected to this important position. Sadly, things turned out just about the way you would have predicted, and paired up with soft on crime prosecutor and judges, things have been steadily on a downward trend. In contrast, Alexandra has a terrific background, having recently served as a VP for Wells Fargo Securities, and earlier, get this folks, captain in the Army, further, explosive ordnance disposal officer. That's right, folks, the bomb squad. And she graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point with honors, later earned her JD MBA at Harvard. On the personal front, she's a mother of two, joins me here in the Houston Heights. Her campaign has been endorsed by a long list of organizations and individuals. What I think is most interesting, though, is the long list of law enforcement organizations that have endorsed her campaign. They know what's important, and we need administrative support to support our law enforcement, both in the city of Houston and Harris County. Welcome for her first appearance on Saving America.
Thank you very much for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, we're delighted to get a chance to speak with you. As I indicated, a friend of mine has introduced me to you virtually a couple months ago before the primary. And congratulations on winning what was a tough primary, by the way. And so we understand what that looks like. So number one, what caused you to decide to take on this tough task of turning a very important seat blue in Harris County?
It's a very reasonable question because this is my first race. So typically you don't try to jump in that regard, but just realizing how significant and important this Harris County judge position was. You know, when I first moved to Houston, I always very blunt about this. I didn't follow the county very closely. And now I realize that it was a luxury, but we really didn't have to. You know, we had very traditional good governance where you saw fiscal responsibility. They spent within their means, and we focused our investments in the criminal justice system in traditional infrastructure. And particularly with the COVID lockdowns, we saw Lena really redefine the role and use her emergency powers to really grow the scope of government. And so it became this almost fascination with me trying to understand what was happening with our county, because it was unrecognizable. And so it seems like every new day or week, there was a new power being assumed by our county. And as you mentioned, I do have a financial background. And so once I started seeing the amount of money they're spending, it really kind of knocked the socks off me just about how well resourced we are as a county and how much they're really squandering it. There's never been a county judge as well resourced as Lena Hidalgo. If I'm, you know, obviously working hard to take this position, I will not have the resources that she does. We're now going into a slowing economy with record inflation. And they've managed to squander not only $1.5 billion in, you know, COVID federal funding, but also all of our reserves and, you know, really depleted our toll road. So just seeing what kind of reckless decisions they were able to make, I got excited because to me, this is much less about partisan preferences, but really who can be a good steward of resources? How do you efficiently operate the county in the best interest of the citizens? And I actually get excited about these more basic blocking and tackling because I do think there's a significant room for improvement. So not too often in life you could have a chance to have such a meaningful impact. And it was really that combination of, wow, things are in bad shape, but they are continually going down the wrong course that I still truly believe that can make a significant impact in this role.
That sounds fantastic. And certainly Harris County could use someone like you in charge. So if elected, for what changes will you advocate to get the crime rate under control?
It has to be the number one priority of the county. And what I would say right now, there's a lot of word games. So yes, there have been very slight increases in funding, a lot of new programs, alternative forms of criminal justice. But what you haven't seen is going back to traditional law enforcement, where you have more officers patrolling. Same thing with our DA, where we can work through the backlog, that essentially every aspect of the criminal justice system is being starved of resources. And this isn't the first time this has been done. If you look at what's happened in New York City with their public defender's office and intentionally starving and making Rikers Island really unusable, those are sort of the alarm bells. So that is the full resource and focus of Harris County will be on appropriately funding. And that starts with talking with our local law enforcement. So right now we're spending millions with outside consultants. We use PFM consulting pretty frequently. You know, that's as progressive as a consulting group as you can use. But what they're not doing is they're not talking to our elected constables. They're not talking with our elected sheriff. And where you can see that in the numbers is it was nearly 80% of law enforcement budget requests were denied this year. So they said what they needed to do their job. And, you know, they said no. And now we're looking at putting debt on the county, another plus $1 billion that they're advocating. And when you look into it again, you don't see any of those budget requests that law enforcement said they needed to do their job. And that's really how I got support is talking to them and understanding, well, what do you actually need? Where is the breakdowns? And it is a systems problem. It goes down to the medical examiner where, you know, it takes over 8 months to process cell phone data. I mean, every link you can think about is broken and no one's sitting down and actually focusing in on that. Instead, what you're seeing is lip service every few weeks. We'll announce an overtime program for a few million dollars and, you know, pat everyone on the back. But meanwhile, you know, our homicide rate continues to skyrocket. And that's where I've just really lost patience with people kind of standing around with your head in the sand over it. If you want to do that, then you shouldn't have signed up to be a leader. You know, being a leader is saying, I have a plan, follow me, let's fix this.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you've got the right priority. Let's talk about the other than crime priorities for Harris County in your first term.
I just, you know, toll road dollars need to go back to roads. So right now we've seen them be used to invest in bike trails, electric charging stations. But that's where I don't have a problem with saying that, yes, I have a very meat and potatoes view of local government. And I know I'll be most likely working on a much smaller budget than the resources Lena's had. And so really it's going to be, how do we improve safety? And safety involves infrastructure. One thing that I get excited about as county judge, it's not just how much money you can bring into the county by taxing, which is sort of what I'd say the more easy button. The other thing is, well, how many grants are you steering back to Harris County? How many corporations job? Like, how are you growing that tax base? So that's a big performance measure that I will have. And I think that's an area that our current judge has really failed, where you haven't seen Harris County be given the due weight or respect of being the third largest county, you know, middle of the pack, 25th state.
Well, it's certainly an awesome job, but based on what you've accomplished up to now, including being a mom of two and being a bomb squad person, I think you're more than qualified to take on the challenge. Tell our audience how they can get more information about you and your campaign.
So my website's alexandramueller.com. And I would just add that, you know, I spoke very specifically about some of the direct things that I could do in terms of funding, because really the power of the purse budget is so big. But I'm very excited that we have a Republican candidate running for every judge slot. And there's not too many things that you can fix in government that don't require money. But getting judges elected who will enforce the law and stop this revolving door, something that I get pretty excited about, that we can really have a holistic change. And on my website, I have a few articles I've written about bail reform and how progressive and extreme this version that's being practiced in Harris County is. And so you can check out some of my op-eds as well.
That sounds great. Well, I'm a lifelong hardcore law and order person, very strongly supportive of the police and the sheriff's department. And to me, you know, we've had a lot of people running around in politics screaming about gun control. And of course, in Texas, guns are pretty ever present. And to me, it's counterintuitive for them to run around, and this includes Lena Hidalgo, and say, oh, Congress needs to fix and ban guns or whatever. And then on the local level, they have repeat criminals who have used guns in crimes who have been released on bail. And it's like, if you use a gun, you get big bail. And if you use a gun and you discharge it, you don't get bail at all. And you get a quick trial and then hopefully the death penalty or whatever's appropriate if you didn't do such a bad thing. But it does seem that they've got their priorities mixed up. I don't think we need the feds to save us.
And that's what I believe is, you know, if you want to control federal legislation, then go run for Senate. But if you want to actually solve what is in your power as Harris County, then step aside and let somebody do it who wants to, because we do have an extreme problem with felons in possession of weapons that are out on bonds. You know, that's something you don't need to ask another politician to do. It's something you don't need money to do. Why have we not seen one elected leader on the Democrat side here, Lena Hidalgo, Adrian Rodney, saying we have a problem with letting these violent repeat offenders out on bail? And oh, by the way, how many of them felons in possession of a weapon that weren't, you know, not allowed to have them? But that's something that we actually control in Harris County, and we're not fixing. That's easy pickings. That doesn't take a bunch of people voting on a law. It's just actually enforcing some of the laws we have in place. And so I think that is a very key difference is there's a lot of people, and it is their job to focus on the national issues, and, you know, that's their priority set. But if you're not going to focus on nearly 5 million people in Harris County in a multi-billion dollar budget, you know, that's something that I think is actually a pretty full-time job. So when I see our local leaders continually shift to national debates, instead of acknowledging the fact that you are in this extremely powerful position, but what are you actually going to do about it? That's what really why I wanted to get into this race, because this is an operations execution job. We don't need to sit around talking all day.
Well, you know that we're certainly very strongly supportive, and I know my friends are also. Alexandra Del Moro Mueller, thank you so much for being on this episode of Saving America. This is Dr. David D. Shine. Thank you for joining us on Saving America. If you've enjoyed this special episode, please subscribe on your favorite platform.